All right, one of my favorite top fives, probably my favorite top five of each month, where Josh will take us back through our previous month and look at our favorite poll questions. Now, this is all at Josh's discretion, so he gets to choose. I believe he'll have some honorable mentions as well. Or maybe not. Maybe we just sucked this month.
No. I'll give you the most voted on, the most lopsided.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, good. Like that. Yeah. So I can't help but think May was a little light in terms of poll questions in general. But I'm sure we had some winners in there somewhere.
Oh yeah. Before we get to the proper five, the most voted on poll question this month has been, are electric mowers lib machines? That comes from Friday, May 5th.
Yeah.
In our gas mower lib machine debate.
Yeah. I'm that makes a lot of sense to me.
52.6% of the audience said yes. As an owner of a lib machine, I would even vote yes to this. So.
They do just sound pretty lib.
Yeah, they do. Most lopsided poll question of the month came from Tuesday, May 9th. Do you know the price of a good cashmere hat?
Most people said no.
95.5% said no. Yeah. If that gives you a nice baseline for the number of trolls we have in the audience.
Yeah, at least 5% on a daily basis.
Yes. Let's get into the top five, shall we?
God, come on. Take forever.
Number five.
This comes from Friday, May 19th. It is the wordiest of the five poll questions. Mm. Should Cat Stevens write a song about the father-son relationship that develops inside of garages and workshops?
Good one. I was proud of that one.
61% of the audience said yes.
Wow.
I believe we even made ChatGPT write us a song.
We did.
In that style.
We did.
And it was glorious.
It was really good, actually. Yeah. Now we just needed to get a different music GPT to sing a song.
Sing it for us. Yes. Yep. Yes.
That was a good one. I was happy with that.
In my opinion, these are all bangers.
Wow.
Number four.
This comes from Monday, May 1st, and it's the one I kept coming back to as just, that's just really funny. Like, if I was scrolling Twitter and I saw that, I would stop and just go, what the hell's going on there? Have you been to a store lately?
Just hit you right in the right place.
Yeah, it did.
Have you been to a store lately?
It was the most lopsided poll of that day. 88% of the audience said yes, they had been to a store lately.
Some people say that
brick and mortar's dead. No way. Mm.
Some people say that they haven't been to a store lately.
Yeah.
Very weird.
You know? Some people let their wives do the shopping. Some wives let their husbands do the shopping.
Mm.
Mm, see? I'm woke.
2023.
Three. Combination of three and five.
Number three.
Sorry. Can I read you a headline in between this top five?
Yeah, please.
J.J. Redick had quite the response to Chris Russo listing the 20 players he'd take before Jaylen Brown, including, you are the absolute worst. You think J.J. Redick's going to take a coaching job this offseason?
I think he probably doesn't want to do that job anymore.
Yeah. He might be breaking in front of our very eyes. Number three comes from Friday, May 19th. Another one from Friday, May 19th, Connor.
Mm.
You ever seen a sousaphone?
We saw one that morning.
We did. 58% of the audience said yes, they had in fact seen a sousaphone.
Well, I don't think that I had until that morning. There was a concert of sorts going on in one of our radio studios in the building. And I enjoyed it quite a bit. I enjoyed looking at the sousaphone, honestly.
Yeah.
It's good.
It had been at least college since I had seen one.
And a funny poll question.
Yes. Great pieces of content throughout the building.
Here comes two.
Number two.
Monday, May 15th. We asked the bold question.
On a Monday.
Yeah. Houston, achievements. Do they have any?
You were going after the Houston Cougars.
I was.
Wait till their blogs find out.
Mm-hmm. Big Cat Cougs, BigCougs.com is going to come after me.
Yep.
But I've got data when they do, because 2/3 of the audience said, no, they do not have any achievements.
There you go. Josh wins again. Josh was right.
That's why we do the put up the graphic. Josh was right.
These are good ones. I like this. So what could be number one?
Number one poll question. It's a recent one.
Like today?
No, not that recent.
Make it so, number one.
Number one.
Although that one's great because every time I am told that Beverly D'Angelo and Al Pacino were an item for several years and have multiple children together.
It's really surprising.
I remember it for the first time every time.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
I learned it for the first time today. I mean, really the first time.
Can an adult male honk the nose of a clown?
Yeah, obvious winner.
Obvious winner.
Obvious winner.
It was the most voted on poll question of last Friday.
Yes.
55.9% of the audience said no, an adult male cannot honk the nose of a clown.
How many? 55?
Yeah. Yeah. You're within the troll margin.
Live a little bit. Do you want to see that clown's nose and just go, just squeeze it, just honk it a little bit?
Just a little honk honk. I believe Jimmy Allen told us that that needs to be at the top five of the year.
Yeah.
Or he will riot.
No riots for Jimmy.
Yeah. I can't say I disagree.
Yeah, I mean, that was an obvious winner. I did like, what was number five again? I liked number five.
Should Cat Stevens write a song about the father-son relationship that develops inside of garages and workshops?
I like that one, partly because it was my idea, and I just really like patting myself on the back, but yeah.
That's what this whole segment is designed for.
Now we owe it to ourselves. We got to step up. Mm-hmm. We got to have some good ones in June.
Oh, yeah. I mean, June, we're going to have nothing to talk about.
I look forward to the first week of June when I'm not here and what the poll questions are when I'm on a beach somewhere.
Are you going to look? Do you look when you're gone?
Yeah, I'll take a peek. I mean, I kind of have to, like, you have to make your decision before you leave. Like, am I going to put my phone away for an entire week or am I going to be kind of online? And I think I'm going to be kind of online. I'm not total vacation, but I could be. Who knows?
Connor, before we go to break,
I know.
Rutgers has announced some kick times.
Oh, no, they're out. They're out.
Oh, you got some better ones than Rutgers?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, do those.
Come on back for the kick times. I'm hungry, and the main course is here. Prime rib is served. Next on 1620 The Zone.